Blog Talk Radio. God said to Moses, Moses, I want you to go and tell Pharaoh that I said to let my people go. Moses said, well, Lord, who shall I say sent me? God said to Moses, Moses, tell them that I am, God. And I said to let my people go. So what are you saying, Pastor Shirley? I'm saying that God is simply reigning on the throne. Reign, Jesus. Reign, Jesus, reign.
My Savior, oh. I'm with you. Yes, I am. I get lost in his love. That's why I can sing. This is my song.
I give to you. I give. don't care where you are right now. You just need to stop just for a few minutes and say, thank you, Jesus. Just stop. Hallelujah. He's been good to you. Every time I get up in the morning, I stand on my feet, I say, thank you, Jesus. I give you praise. You've been better to me than I've been to myself. You watched over me all night long. You let your angels encamp around about me. Thank you, Jesus. Every time I get sick, you're my doctor on my sick bed. Hey, thank you, Lord. You watch over my children and you keep them. Thank you, Jesus.
Bottom of our hearts, to the depths of our souls, we praise you. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. We give you praise. Praise, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we praise. Amen. Psalm 148. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all these. Hail, fire and hail, snow and vapors, storm and wind, fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, cattle, creeping things and flying fowls, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, all men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his sins, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 148. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise continually be in my mouth. Praise continually. Hallelujah. So, Father, this is a 24-hour praise all the time. Hallelujah. You are worthy, O God. Regardless of what we're going through, we praise you. We praise you, Lord, in the storms, in the valleys, on the mountaintops. We give you the praise that is due unto your name. You are worthy of praise. You are our creator. And so, Lord, we want to say thank you. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We praise you for unlimited blessings yesterday, unlimited blessings today, unlimited blessings tomorrow. We praise you. We praise you for all that you are doing in our lives, for all that you will do in our lives, for all that you've done for us. We praise you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in our midst. Spirit of the living God, we acknowledge your presence and we reverence you and bow down before you, Holy Ghost. We ask you to take preeminence in our lives. Take preeminence in this service. Have your ways, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, move in every area of our lives. Perfect all that concerns us, Holy Spirit. Lead us, guide us into all truth. Teach us, Holy Spirit. Lead us in paths of truth and righteousness. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. We surrender, surrender to you. We surrender this service to you. We surrender our children to you. We surrender our grandkids to you. Holy Ghost, we surrender to you. We surrender our spouses to you. We surrender our siblings and nieces and nephews to you. We surrender completely and totally to one another, sound of our voice, oh God. I surrender, oh God, to you. Have your way. Have your way in the name of Jesus. I surrender. I surrender. You and we bless you. We adore you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We've come to the throne of grace this morning. And Lord, your mercies are new every morning. And we ask you for mercy, oh God. Forgive us of all that we've done. Oh God, have mercy. Forgive us of sins of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And we ask you, Lord, for mercy in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Oh God, have mercy upon our children in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Have mercy, oh God, upon our spouses, our nieces, our nephews in the name of Jesus. Mercy upon our siblings in the mighty name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. We cry out for mercy, mercy for Ukraine in the name of Jesus. Mercy, O God. Mercy, 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 O God. For the United States, mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, mercy for Liberia. In the name of Jesus, we cry out for comfort, mercy, mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, mercy for the people of Ukraine. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Hallelujah. Mercy. And in the name of Jesus, your mercies are new every morning. Mercy in the name of Jesus. Mercy, O God, for the people. Mercy for the innocent children. Mercy for the elderly in that nation. Mercy for the president. Mercy for the leadership. Mercy, O God, let your mercy reign in the name of Jesus. Let your let there be light in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your light shine in that nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, move upon that nation, oh God. Move in the name of Jesus. Move, oh, in the name of Jesus. Move, Holy Ghost. Move. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let your holy light begin to shine in the name of Jesus. We call forth, O God, a divine assistance from heaven in the name of Jesus. Father God, we call forth divine assistance. Send your warrior angels, O God. Allow them to go into your secret and armory and use weapons that have never been used before in the name of Jesus. Weapons that you refuse, Father God, that you made even before the foundation of the world, because you are all-knowing God. You knew this day would happen. And so, Father God, we ask you to dispatch more warrior angels in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified in that atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, reign in Ukraine. Reign in the hearts of the people of Ukraine. Reign in the leadership in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, reign, reign, oh God. Reign, Jesus, reign, Jesus. Let your light shine. Let there be light. Let there be light, be light in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for wisdom. We pray that you will give the president divine wisdom, divine strategies in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, possess the president of Ukraine in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, take over him in the name of Jesus. Help him, Holy Spirit, to walk by the Spirit of Almighty God and not walk by flesh, but walk by the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Surround him, O God. Oria Masetiriako with trusted people in the name of Jesus. The enemy have a way of slipping in, but Lord Jesus, be a wall of fire around this man, oh God, the president of Ukraine. Be a wall of fire around his family and the glory within in the name of Jesus. Give him that wisdom. Impart your spirit of wisdom. Give him discernment in the name of Jesus. Uriah must say that he will say, if it had not been God, if it had not been God on my side, where would I be? Jesus, let the world know, dear my son, oh, you are a covenant-keeping God in the name of Jesus. Mercy, oh God. Mercy, oh God. Wisdom, oh God. Lord, we thank you that you hear our prayers. We thank you for your holy angels sticking over the atmosphere. We thank you for divine strategies in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the battle is not ours. It is yours. You won it 2,000 years ago on the cross. We thank you, O God, of love, unity, joy, even in the midst of the storm. Thank you, Lord, that your joy will boost the morale of the people of Ukraine in the name of Jesus. It is your desire that all souls be saved. Hell was not made for us. It was made for demons. But because of the choices we make, but Lord, it is not your desire. It is your desire for all men to be saved. So, Father, you can change the hearts of kings, change the hearts of presidents and leaders. Father God, we pray, oh God, that you will touch the heart of the president of Russia and the leadership in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for salvation to come to the leadership from the president down, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will send servants, your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to speak to this president and his leadership. Lord, with all the atrocities, but Father God, as we have prayed for his salvation and prayed for those in his midst who have been in the mind, we pray that the light of God begin to shine. And Father God, if they do not come into repentance, and be stubborn, O God, let your righteous judgment fall upon them in the name of Jesus. You are God from the beginning to the end. There is no need for argument. You are God all by yourself. That every knee will bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee will bow and confess. So we acknowledge your sovereignty in the name of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. Cleanse us, wash us from all unrighteousness in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. O God, we release the blood. We cover our children in the blood of Jesus. We cover our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, our spouses, our siblings in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. O God, we cover our nieces and nephews in the blood of Jesus. We cover everyone under the sound of my voice in the precious blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak, O God, in the name of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak in the name of Jesus. Lord, this morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, according to Ephesians 6, 10-18. We put the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our children and grandchildren, on our spouses, on our siblings, nieces, and nephews, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of peace, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your holy angels being here with us, guiding us and protecting and doing your bidding in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, O God, to prepare our hearts, O God, to prepare our minds, O God, to receive in the name of Jesus. We see the birth of Christ in heavenly places. You are Jehovah Jireh. You provide for us, and we say thank you, and we bless your name. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We magnify you. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. We bless you, oh, God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. We acknowledge, you are God. You are our creator. You are the soul of the universe. And most importantly, Lord, you are our Father. You are our Father, Abba, Father. We have your spiritual DNA. And so therefore, Lord, we walk by your Spirit. Abba, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord. No one greater. We adore you, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Welcome again to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. This is the Sabbath, it's Saturday morning. Hallelujah. And we receive all the blessings. On the seventh day, God rested. And may we rest in him today, trusting and believing that what he says he will do in our lives, he will do. Amen, in the name of Jesus. So we thank the Lord. I want you this morning, I just have a short word, and then we'll take the Holy Communion. To turn your Bibles to the book of Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4. Yesterday we did Genesis, part of Genesis chapter 3, Where Are You? And as the narrative would go, we don't have time to go step by step this morning. We know that the feet of the woman will, Genesis 3:15, will crush the head of the serpent. Hallelujah. We know that when grace stepped in, things changed, and that grace is almighty. God, grace is Jesus. And the Bible tells us in Genesis 3 that he made, God made coats of animal skin. That means when God stepped in, he covered Adam and Eve. Even though they had done wrong, but he covered them. His words are yes and amen. When he made Adam and Eve, he said, be fruitful, multiply and replenish the earth. The first thing after he blessed them, and he said, be fruitful. Be fruitful. Hallelujah. And God said the seed of the woman will crush the head of the serpent. That means her lineage will do it. Even though they had done wrong, God is saying to Eve, don't worry. I got you. Your seed will crush the head of the serpent. So just don't worry. Continue. To what you're doing, pray. You know, Adam and Eve, can you imagine them, how they fell after they fell? That means they're left from high up from walking by the Spirit and came straight to walking by the flesh. Now they got to do all these things. And I know they felt bad. And I would have felt bad myself. You know, when we do things that we know we're wrong and we get caught up in these wrong things, some people become proud and haughty. But if there's no need, hallelujah, you pray to God and ask for mercy. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, some people don't like to admit that they're wrong, but it's not a good place to be. When you're wrong, you're wrong. Humble yourself and ask for mercy. Hallelujah. So God can forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Humble yourself when you wrong to others, when you treated others bad, and you said the wrong thing, or you did some stuff. Ask for mercy. When the Holy Spirit convicts you, ask for mercy. The Holy Spirit will always convict us. When we do something wrong, we all have consciousness, and we know we've done what is wrong. So we need to come humbly to the throne of grace, ask for mercy, and ask that person for mercy also. Don't be stuck up in your pride, because that's what the devil wants you to do, so that your soul can go into damnation. You want to free yourself Unforgiveness is a burden. Bitterness is a burden. Hate is a burden. All these things are negativity, and it can have a burden on you. Free yourself. Ask for mercy. If you hurt someone, ask for forgiveness. It is available to you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And so when we look at this narrative, this story, and it was driven out of the Garden of Eden, and right there were sheriffs for this, so they could not enter again. You know, so they can't go and sneak there because it's like God has blessed them exceedingly. You know, you got to work now from the sweat of your brow. I mean, you had things easier because you were in the presence of the Lord. That's why. You have presence of the Lord, because in the presence of the Lord, there's a special grace. I mean, the higher, just by being in the presence of the Lord, there's a grace, an abiding grace in that presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, the enemy will try to take you out of the presence, just like he did with Adam and Eve. But I'm here to say, so you stay in his presence. He will come with different things to manipulate and trick you to get out of the presence of the Lord. You can easily get out of the presence of the Lord by attitude, for what you say to people and different things. You can get out and do not worry. Sometimes the enemy will send your own children to get you out of the presence of the Lord. With the things that you will get angry and all those things and different things, people that you know enemy will use. They don't even know they're being used. But you want to stay in the presence because everything is in the presence of the Lord. Everything is there. I'm not saying stay in your room 24/7. The presence of the Lord should be with you everywhere you go. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. Stay in the presence of the Lord. Patience, you keep the presence of the Lord. Remember, he is holy. He said, be ye holy, for I'm holy. Without holiness, no man will see his face. God's grace is sufficient. He always looks out for his children. Grace always steps in from his grace. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And do not take grace for granted. Do not continue in sin for grace to abound. Let your hearts be transformed. Let your minds and your thoughts come into alignment with the Word of God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when we went to Genesis 4, I'm going to summarize with Cain and Abel. We know that even in Genesis 4, Cain killed Abel because Abel gave the better blessing. God even came down to warn Cain. And Cain nevertheless let jealousy take over him and he killed his brother. What I want you to I want you to look at a picture. I'm almost finished. You driven out of the garden. You and your husband driven out of the garden because of sin. You already feel bad. You have two kids, and then one killed the other kid. That's the first sorrow of a mother. See one child killing another child. And so what I want you to realize that this woman must have been in a lot of emotional pain. This woman must have been in a way that blaming herself. Or maybe she and her husband were blaming each other and still remember where they were before they would keep the garden. And you see, the enemy must have been so happy because he was after the seed. Okay, if you don't know what the enemy is after, something's wrong. He after the seed. What's the seed? What's the seed? Your children. He's after you. He's after your children. He does not want multiplication. No, he's after the seed. And so, he did not tempt Adam when Adam was by himself. He came and tempted Adam when Eve, who is a carrier of the seed, came in the picture, because he was there to prevent that multiplication. Hallelujah. And so what I'm going to summarize and say to you, in that midst of all the sorrow and pain in Genesis 4 with the parents, with that mother, and this has happened before in real life. I've seen it. I know it. Two brothers, one brother killed the other brother. This is the truth. I've seen it before. But I'm looking at the mother and I'm looking at the father to see this thing happening and then Cain was sent out. So now Adam and Eve right back by themselves. They had two sons, one dead, and God has driven one out of the garden. Maybe that's when the first argument took place between a man and a woman. Because when you're so emotionally messed up, that's where everyone blames the other person. And Satan thought he had won. That there's no seed. Because the two seed, one is dead and one is gone. But the Bible tells me in Genesis 4:25, Adam knew his wife again. And Adam knew his wife again. Hallelujah. Do not give up on God. Even when you're messed up, you repent. Do not give up on his promises. Adam knew his wife again. And she bare a son and called his name Death. Hallelujah. Your blessings come at an appointed time. As long as that you have that breath, continue to praise God. Whatever his promises in your life is all, it will surely come to pass. And Adam knew his wife again. And think about that quote. Adam knew his wife again. God knew you again. When you repent, he knows you again. He knows you again. Don't stay down. Come up. Don't be discouraged. Come up. Repent and come back into the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's get ready for the Holy Communion. Father, we thank you for the word this morning. Adam knew his wife again. God, there are times that we've fallen astray, but know us again. When we repent, know us again. Do not withhold the blessings, Lord, from us. Release your blessings and your breakthroughs, oh God. And Adam knew his wife again. Oh Father God, the resurrection. We thank you for the resurrection. Again and again. So Lord, we pray as we begin to get ready for the Holy Communion. I release a prayer over the holy elements in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you would breathe on the holy element, standing from the natural to the supernatural, the DNA that is in Jesus Christ. Release that DNA in the Holy Communion in the name of Jesus, and we invoke all the covenant blessings that come in the Holy Communion. We invoke it in our lives, in the lives of our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. We invoke the covenant blessings, O God, in the lives of our spouses, O God, in the lives of our nieces and nephews, O God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and we pray for salvation to come for those in our families that do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hoover over us. Hoover in our homes. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to the throne of grace once again. We are not coming here for anything but to say, have mercy. We do not the holy sacrament with unforgiveness, with hate, and different negative things in our hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we come to thy throne of grace, and we repent for the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, wash away our sins, cleanse us, oh God, from all unrighteousness, in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, we are depending on you to teach us and lead us so that we cannot stumble or fall, in the name of Jesus. Holy Master Teriyako, we heed to your voice, Spirit of the living God. We heed to your voice, Spirit of the living God. Yekuriya Master, strengthen us, oh God. Be with us, O God. Guide us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Protect us, hide us in the secret place of the Most High God. And Father God, as we ask for mercy, we ask you, Lord, to help us to be merciful, to forgive others as you have forgiven us, O God, in the name of Jesus. To let go and let God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, breathe on the Holy Sacrament. Breathe, hallelujah, in our lives. Breathe on us, O God. Breathe on us. We receive your Spirit, O God, in the name of Jesus. Activate the gift and the talents within us, O God. Help us to be fruitful. Help us, to multiply in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the anointing, the dominion and mandate, the dominion anointing in the name of Jesus. Let us believe and walk in that mandate and walk in that anointing in the name of Jesus. As we take this holy sacrament, we pray for divine activation in the name of Jesus. Let the mind of Christ be in us. Let us believe. Let us trust in the Lord and lean not on our own understanding. In all our ways, we acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. So, Lord, we thank you that you knew us again. You knew us again. When we repent, you take us right back in. So we thank you for giving us a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance, a fifth chance, a sixth chance. Some of us 100 chances, some of us 1,000. As long as we are alive, we can always come boldly to the throne of grace and ask for mercy. Then let us never forget that grace always stands right there. So Spirit of the living God, move in our hearts, move in our atmosphere, move, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. For blessing the sacraments, the bread and the water or juice. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread, your crackers that represents the body of Christ. Oh, the blood of Jesus. And after the same manner also, he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of the water or juice that represents the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. But he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and bringeth damnation to himself, turning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together under condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, we thank you for the Holy Sacrament. We thank you for healing and deliverance and restoration. We claim all the breakthroughs and the blessings and the Holy Communion in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you. We thank you for your strength. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness, and so we say in the mighty name of Jesus, we bless the name of Jesus. And so, Father, this morning, for those who have their Sabbath offering or who intend to give an offering as free will, I'm praying over your offering, hallelujah. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless the offering, oh God. We release the offering over, oh God. So you, Jesus, McAllister, that go, God, in the name of Jesus, and we receive all the blessings that come through, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you for fruitfulness, oh God, in everything that we do, oh God. Let us be fruitful. We ask you for wisdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and fruitfulness, oh God. We ask you for this release, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and overflow of finances, oh God. And so, Father God, as you bless us financially, let us be a blessing to others, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so thank you, Lord, that every cent, every dollar, every penny, oh God, breathe on it. Let there be a spirit, the spirit of multiplication in the name of Jesus, an overflow of blessing. And Lord, your name will be glorified. And so we thank you that we even have the blessing, the offering to give. Thank you for the strength to work. Thank you for the strength. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. And so as we come to a close, we say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful Sabbath day in the name of Jesus. Rest in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Amen.